out of sight.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
Valentine. It's the mommy.
night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his Stephen head, for the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead. Give me my bracelet back. The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love, and now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain. Give me my bracelet back. At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there. Give me my bracelet back. The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back, and where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
Past the old museum, when I saw a sight that made me flip my beak. A big white thing came walking through the door. When I saw what it was, when I let out a roar, it was a rather large mummy with a rather large tummy. Yes, I mean a way out mummy. It's really, really with a way out tummy. Oh yes, it was rocking, it was rolling, it was a real crazy spook. A long lost cousin too, King Farouk, was singing. This cat was big, man like he was large. His belly was swinging like Cleopatra's barge. When he took off his sheet, oh, he really was a gasser. He had a tattoo on his belly saying, I like Nasser. He was a way out mummy, really. I mean a really, really big tummy. Oh, I mean a fantastic mummy. Oh, something else with a way out tummy, yes. Well, he was rocking and he was rolling, a real stupid spook. A long lost cousin to King Farouk was singing. Ho ho, oh ho ho ho, oh ho ho ho. Oh well, the sun came up, so I started to race. I had to get back to my mummy case. I never returned to this very day, but perhaps if you go by that museum, you might hear him say, I'm a way out the mummy with a swinging dummy. Yeah, I'm in a way out the mummy. Ooh. Well, I'm a rocking, I'm a rolling, I'm a real crazy spook. I'm a long lost cousin to King Farouk is singing.
Scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh, well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie? Lend me your comb.
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
I'm James Vanway, and that was several songs about mummies. This is the Fringe Halloween Party. We do it once a year, sometimes twice a year, or two times around the same time every year. It is also something we do twice a year, and it is our fall fundraiser. 10-day fundraiser. We are coming to the end of it. If you've been thinking about contributing but are not convinced, and you also happen to like Halloween music, maybe I could sell you on the fact that you probably won't hear a lot of this stuff anywhere else on the radio. This is stuff that I have scoured the world for. Not really. I guess you could say that. But I always think that I have heard every weird novelty Halloween song, and then every year I find a new cache of Halloween songs. So if that's worth anything to you, hearing weird Halloween music, and if you listen to the show normally, you know that every Friday we play weird music anyway, not necessarily Halloween music, but if that's worth anything to you, please go to krvs.org and pledge your support to your community radio station, to your NPR station, to your local classical station. There are so many things that KRVS is to you as a listener. If you turn it on any time of day, you're going to hear some great music. Maybe not every single genre that we play will appeal to you, but I would imagine most of them do. Or there are so many genres here that at least one of them probably does, because we have a very big variety of music here. So many great programs here, locally produced programs like Medicine Ball Caravan, and you got Jamon, and so many other great institutions, as well as some of the newer stuff like Flipside with Andre Broussard, Terminal Addiction. We got Sound Club Radio program, the Diamond C, Beat Current, all kinds of great stuff for the underground music fans out there. So much music, great syndicated programs like Selected Shorts, personal favorite of mine. This American Life, great, great program. From the Top, another great program. So much good stuff here, as well as great Zydeco and Cajun programs, jazz programs, all kinds of stuff, all at one station. If that's worth it to you, please go to krvs.org and pledge your support. And if you can't contribute this round, please consider us for the spring. And also, you don't have to contribute during the fundraiser. You can do it at any time by going to krvs.org and pledging safely and securely. If you're not comfortable doing it on the internet, you can come by here tomorrow or call in tomorrow during the Zydeco program. I believe there'll be people here taking pledges then. You can also do it in installments with your credit card. There's a way to set that up there at our website, krvs.org. And once again, if you are faculty here at KRVS, you can have it taken out of your check. Once again, I'm James Vanway. I've been doing this show for about 10 years or more. I'm not even sure at this point. It's about 1998. And I greatly appreciate everyone who listens every week to The Fringe. And we're going to get back to the music in just a bit.
Thank you. Now, here is a touching song that I wrote on the occasion that a young lady I was pursuing had the misfortune to die before I had a chance to sample her. To her departing shade, I said, sadly, I need your blood so badly. I want it, oh, so madly. But I don't stand a chance with a ghost like you. Oh, how I wish I'd tried you when you had blood inside you. Now I don't stand a chance with a ghost like you. If you'd surrendered just for a tender kiss that night, you would have discovered that as a lover, I'm just right, a fly by night. But what's the use of screaming? There in the night, you're gleaming, and I don't stand a chance with a ghost like you.
We are in the laboratory of Dr. Frankenstein, who will attempt to create life this night. Dr. Frankenstein's assistant, Igor, strapping the lifeless body to the table. It's ghastly looking, made up of parts of different corpses. The only material Dr. Frankenstein had available. Now, there are two electrodes on either side of the neck. Now Igor is opening the roof. Lightning and thunder are crashing down around us. Dr. Frankenstein approaches the main switch of his apparatus as I look at the horrible, lifeless figure. I can but hope this experiment fails, for it would mean the most terrifying thing I've ever seen would be created. I see the lightning overhead. Dr. Frankenstein pulls the switch. It's happened. It's moving. I can't believe it. Dr. Frankenstein has brought the monster to life. And I believe the world should beware.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad. Monty, yes, fearless leader, bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Fipo! Boy, is he nuts. They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Up a storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from outer space and paid it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Or 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had ooh, hard party. We had ooh, hard party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall. Everybody had a screaming ball.
Your feet hit the ground to the zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah. Hurry, come everyone and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie.
Rock and roll hop sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a
castle about a quarter to eight. Swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and a bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. Dinner was served about a quarter to ten. A headless waiter was a bringing it in. I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Was sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing their gaskets, but now it was time. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band.
Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah. Igor, Igor, yeah, yeah.
A full moon brings out the monster in you. A strange devil at that monster party last night. Mad, mad, mad monster party. Did you sell your soul to Mephistopheles? Tell me, baby, tell me, please, if you if you know my fate, honey, level with me. The cold night brings out the creature in you. A strange
you're having a lovely Friday evening and enjoying our Fringe Halloween party. Also, once again, if you're just joining us, we are in the middle of our, well, not the middle, we're towards the end of our fall fundraiser. We're in about day 8 now, almost day 9. coming up here in a few minutes. Please go to our website, krvs.org, and pledge your support. There are a number of premiums you can get with your gift to KRVS. I believe they're all listed up there on krvs.org. I believe there's pictures as well of some of the great T-shirt designs we have this year, CD choices, other things. krvs.org, please pledge to your community station. And thanks to all who have already contributed. I'm James Vanway, and I thank you on behalf of the station and personally. Back to the Halloween party. Oh, and in an election year, I want you guys to know that I'm going to vote for Zachary Lee. Here's Zachary Lee's campaign tune.
Zachary Lee for president, Zachary Lee for president, he's Transylvania's favorite son.
Hey!
Vote for Zachary Lee, vote for Zach, let's put a vampire in the White House, just for fun. Zachary Lee for president, Zachary Lee for president, together raise a mighty voice.
Yeah!
Vote for Zachary Lee, vote for Zach, he's the creature's choice.
My friends, with your inspiring trust in me, I'm more than equal to the task. When country calls, a man can only serve, but I thought you'd never ask.
Thank you. Enough. As I look from face to face, I can see that this movement of ours goes deeper than just a grassroots campaign. Several feet deeper. And together, we can dig up the real issues confronting our country. One of the planks of our scaffold is absolutely vital. We must, in all fairness, give the vote to the spirit. Just consider the present injustice. Look at our current inheritance tax. The deplorable fact is it's taxation without representation. It's un-American, and I intend to change that.
We want Zach!
Please,
we
please, please, no, no demonstrations. Also, if elected, I propose to expand the Federal Reserve System to include all blood banks, so your hard-earned savings will be protected. And when you hit those occasional dry periods, you can borrow at lower interest rates. I say, let's put the plasma to work, keep it flowing, let's put muscles in the corpuscles. And of course, you're all aware of my tireless efforts on behalf of my More Schools for More Ghouls program. Let's be realistic. Put the emphasis on the anatomical sciences so our youth will be prepared to build a better society, monster by monster if necessary. And you all know my stand on sweeping social reforms. My worthy opponents try to deceive you with glib talk about cradle-to-grave security. And I say, that's fine as far as it goes. But I ask you, does any government have the right to withdraw assistance right at the brink of the grave? Just when real insecurity starts for most of us? Of course not. No. So I propose none of these cradle-to-grave half-measures. If elected, I will ensure for all of you security from germination to termination, no matter how long it takes. No strife in the afterlife. That's my motto!
my friends, my every thought, my every deed is always for the creature's sake. To pledge my oath, I offer you my hand. Here, pass it around, and each one take a shake.
We want sex. We want sex. It's for freedom.
As long as it doesn't interfere with liberty.
He's for education.
As long as it doesn't wise up the voters.
He's for abolish payola.
For other than elected officials.
He's for strong labor.
As long as some work's done between coffee breaks.
He's for strong corporations.
What's good for general morticians is good for the country.
He's for public housing.
A family closet for every skeleton.
He's for motherhood.
The hand that rocks the cradle swings the vote.
He's for sacrilege. Sacrilege for president. Sacrilege for president. He's Transylvania's favorite son. Yeah. Vote for sacrilege. Vote for sack. Let's put a vampire in the White House. Just for fun. Sacrilege.
Thank you.
I dig you, baby. In the dark of night, I dig you, baby. When the sun shines bright, I dig you, baby. From dusk till dawn, now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby root. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in the classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say steak? I'll have mine medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
Mr. Bob McFadden with I Dig You. That goes out to my special ghoul, my new fiance, Kelly Russo. This has been the Fringe Halloween Party and also our fall fundraiser part two. Please go to krvs.org and pledge your support. I'll be back next Friday with regular style Fringe programming. And also, please stay tuned for Sound Club, going out as we do every time, all the time. Sorry, I'm really lost here. Got Halloween on my mind. Going out with John Carpenter, music from his film Halloween. I'll see you next Friday. Please go to krvs.org and pledge your support. Good night. Have a great Halloween.